broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September 25th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced that the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. There is no other broadcast on air like it. Our goal always is God, family, and country in that order for a reason. The only solutions we have to fix the republic, ladies and gentlemen, to restore the republic, to make America great again, whatever word you want to use, is to jettison secret combinations in the deep state ASAP. Transparency and turning to God Almighty are the only ways for peace and prosperity for the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm Sam Bushman. Kirk Crosby is not with me. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday, a faith-filled, fantastic Friday, I might add. And Kirk Crosby's not with me because he's doing what he ought to be doing. He's with his lovely wife. They're celebrating their 39th wedding anniversary, from what I understand. It's pretty cool. Nifty stuff. We absolutely hold sacred the God-ordained marriage. That's one man, one woman marriage, biblically speaking. And we support that traditional God-ordained view of the family. Does it mean we hate people who have other views of family? You know, same sex and all that. Does it mean we hate them? Of course not. Does it mean we disagree with them? Yes. Does it mean we can disagree but still be kind? Yes. Does it mean we're saddened by their views because we believe they're sins in the eyes of God? Yes. So there you have it. But anyway, Kirk Crosby doing a phenomenal job. He will be back on Monday. Per normal. So expect that to happen. So I'm alone today. But man, I got a barn burner broadcast for you today. I'll tell you that right now. Wow. First off, Donald Trump will be picking or selecting, whatever you want to call it, announcing, revealing the Supreme Court replacement for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, Ruth was an absolute, in my opinion, criminal. Literally on her watch, millions and millions and millions of babies were murdered. She had the opportunity overseas to promote the U.S. Constitution, and she said, don't use the U.S. Constitution. Use another constitution instead. She literally did all within her power to destroy the United States, ladies and gentlemen, from pro-death right on forward, destroying life, liberty, and property in her wake for decades. And sadly, you've got all kinds of people, even Rand Paul and Donald Trump, praising Ruth. I'm calling Ruth a criminal, folks. I'm saying Ruth Ginsburg was not a friend of liberty, was not a friend of the republic at all. She will meet her maker. There's no doubt about that. And I'm not here to issue harsh judgments against her. That's God's doing, or God's, you know, responsibility to judge her. It is my responsibility to call a spade on critical political issues of the day, though. I've got to stand for religious freedom. I've got to stand for life, liberty, and property. I've got to stand for pro-life, and I'm telling you right now, she's part of the reign of terror since 1973 over the American people regarding the pro-death policies, nicknamed pro-choice. The lie is pro-choice. It's pro-death in every sense of the word. Well over 60 million of the most innocent among us murdered on the altar of women supposedly have choice. What about the babies and their choice? Don't believe in that, huh? What about my choice to stand for pro-life? Oh, you're a bad guy. You don't believe in women. Lies, 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 lies. I digress except to say I pray for a constitutional conservative replacement. I pray for a pro-life announcement from President Trump tomorrow. It's supposed to come out. Our prayers are that it will be successful. 5 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow afternoon, we expect to hear the answer. Our prayers are with Donald Trump on this one. Big time, ladies and gentlemen. Big time. Donald, please get this one right, my friend. We have one chance. One chance to jettison Roe versus Wade. One chance to stand for pro-life. One chance to obey the supreme law of the land. One chance to change the course of this nation literally for decades to come. I pray for President Trump in this regard. All right, quick recap of yesterday's show. We had on Kurt Cosby, who was with me, of course, both hours. We had on Brian Rust, rustcoinandgift.com. He gave us an honest money report, or an honest money update, if you will. Gold, $1,855 an ounce. Silver, $22.05 an ounce. So both of them, according to the dollar, are down a little bit. But, you know, the fake currency, they claim the dollar's strong. But here's what's interesting. Strong according to what? See, if you go back and get a silver ingot, silver dollar still minted by the U.S. government right now, it says $1 on it, and it's equal to 1 ounce of silver. Back in the day, that 1 ounce of silver was worth a dollar. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it takes $22.05 of just pure silver weight. 1 troy ounce, if you will. But it really takes more like 25, 26 bucks to get a silver eagle, silver dollar. So if the dollar's strong, why does it take 26 paper dollars to buy $1 of yesteryear? So the dollar might be slightly stronger than it was a few days ago, when it took 30 or 40 fake dollars to buy a real constitutional silver dollar. I get it. But it's not strong at all. In fact, the dollar is so weak, it is shocking. Think about a 22-23 ratio. That means the dollar's worth like 4 cents now, folks, compared to a real constitutional silver dollar. Wow, they don't call it the silver eagle for nothing, do they, ladies and gentlemen? All right, we talked about the mainstream press. The New York Times says the following. Republicans' inquiry finds no wrongdoing by Biden in Ukraine. That's the narrative of the New York Times and the mainstream press on this stuff. But folks, there is all kinds of things that are differing from that dishonest narrative of the New York Times. Listen to this. Bombshell. Hunter Biden receives millions of dollars from who? The Russians. So all this time you hear Trump and the Russians, Trump and the Russians, Trump and the Russians, right? But it turns out that Biden literally received millions of dollars from Russians. There's also ties from Hunter Biden to sex trafficking. There's Hunter Biden's connections to the Chinese military links. The Bidens are as corrupt as the day is long, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Joe Biden literally brags about getting the Ukrainian prosecutor fired. That's the prosecutor that was going to say, hey, you know what, your son's a problem. But then this is all happening while Joe is connected to these people via government vice presidential situation. Then his son's running around tied to Russians, sex traffickers, and Chinese military. And we're going to talk about Donald and the Russians? Amazing stuff. I'm just amazed, shocking stuff. But you know what? The mainstream press doesn't tell you about it, do they, folks? Well, it gets much, much worse, if you ask my opinion. All right, two top Republicans are now pushing for FBI and Justice Department investigations into a series of wire transfers that took place from Chinese and Russian diplomats, business people, made to Hunter Biden. Did you hear me on this? Two top Republicans are now pushing for FBI and Justice Department investigations into a series of wire transfers that Chinese and Russian business people made to Hunter Biden. Of course, that's the son of Joe, right? Senator Rand Paul said on Fox News that he will submit a criminal investigation, a criminal referral is what it's called, to the DOJ over the questionable payments. So this is the kind of stuff we're talking about. The mainstream press, the New York Times says, hey, nothing here, move along. But now you got two congressmen saying, you know what, we're going to investigate this for criminal activity. We're going to investigate the wire transfers. We're not talking about alleged payments. We're talking about wire transfers that took place. And then Rand Paul's saying, hey, I'm going to refer this to the Justice Department for criminal behavior. This is between Joe Biden's son, Hunter, while Joe Biden was vice president of the United States with an incredible conflict of interest that the Democrats claim does not exist. This is serious business. This is a gazillion times more pay dirt than they ever had on President Donald Trump. They said Donald's in bed with the Russians. There's this dossier that proves it. Dossier turns out to be completely bogus and false. They spend literally millions and millions and millions of dollars, come back and find that there's not really pay dirt here. On Hunter Biden, though, we literally have wired payments from Chinese and Russian business people to Hunter Biden. And the Democrats say, nothing to see here. Hunter Biden, the son of Joe. How did Hunter Biden get all these connections? The answer? Vice presidential connections. That's how. That's way, way bigger than the Donald Trump stuff, isn't it, folks? But they're not going to mention a word about it now, are they? What a shocking, sad scenario in America when we can't even get to the bottom of the truth. We attacked Donald for literally almost 4 years, 3 years on the supposed Russian tie, only to find out the Democrats backed a dossier that was a lie. Now we find out that Hunter Biden literally had wire transfers from Chinese and Russian officials, businessmen, etc. Ties to sex trafficking. How come this didn't come out? We've known this for the same amount of time we've been attacking President Trump, right? The swamp is deep, folks, is all I can say. Quick pause. I'm Sam Bushman.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999, text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, well, the Joe and Hunter Biden scandal continues, ladies and gentlemen. It's not only global, national, but it's, quote, local as well. One of the most conservative counties in the nation, Utah, one of the most conservative states. Utah County, one of the most conservative counties out of 3,000 counties in the Republic. Utah County now, through their county commissioners, passes mask mandate effective immediately. Got to wear a mask indoors and outdoors where social distancing is not possible is kind of the way it's going, I guess. They say it's not criminal, but yet there's debate about criminal fines being involved, 6 months in jail, $1,000 fines, etc. Thank heavens for the sheriff. Sheriff Smith expresses concern about enforcing mask mandates, stating that he will not have his deputies arrest people for violating the mask mandates should the order occur. Well, now the order has occurred. So good for the sheriff on that. But you've got a serious, serious issue with this, folks, because at what point do they have authority? Well, Sam, in the regulations in the city and the state, and they have the authority. Fine. Maybe they have the authority. But the question is, if they go that far, what will happen in America? How far can they go and how much will the people take? Okay. And when you have riots in the streets, on one hand, from Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and all kinds of thug communist groups that have blatantly stated their goal is to destroy the family and overthrow the country. That's on one hand. And then you have the supposed good guys saying, we want to keep you safe. We're going to mandate masks. What will the next step be? Mandate a vaccine? What will the next step be? Force you to stay inside your home and you can't leave? It's a serious, serious problem, ladies and gentlemen. Well, while that battle's all going on, President Trump announces a Born Alive executive order protecting babies who survive abortion. I'm not for executive orders, but in this case, I got to support him. You know, executive orders are bad, but do you want an executive order or alive babies being murdered? And I would say, you know what, because government's so corrupt, so out of control, so far afield from the constitutional standard in which our founding fathers died and bled and gave their sacred honor and fortunes for, we must do something. So, President Trump, I commend you. Again, I'm not really an executive order guy, but compared to just letting babies just die after they're born, compared to letting people just kill them, I happen to be for saying, if it takes an executive order, so be it, to preserve life. The president's whole purpose in governmental executive authority has to do with protecting life, liberty, and property. And if the average elected official won't do it, if the courts won't do it, then the executive man must. It's pro-life we're talking about here, folks. Good for the president. We also had our guest on second hour yesterday, Mr. Pete Sepp, president of National Taxpayers Union, doing a phenomenal job. NTU.org, the website. We talked about the RSC, and that's a Republican-like research committee of some sort. But the RSC thoughtfully addresses the future of work with a new task force and their report, talking about ways we can handle the problems going forward. We also talked about the 10th annual no-brainers list. 10 bills that we can all get behind, folks. 10 bills that we can all get behind. They put 10 bills forward that really protect Americans and deal with the COVID and don't promote more socialism. You got to like that. We also talked about the Remote and Mobile Worker Relief Act of 2020. I guess it's S-3995 is what it is. So there you go. We talked about that a bit with Pete Sepp as well. We also talked about Back the Family Savings Flexibility Act. Back the Family Savings Flexibility Act. Those are two of the 10 bills we're talking about, kind of highlighting some of the differences and the benefits, etc. While that's going on, and there's people behind the scenes in the Republican Party trying to make a difference for good, looking at the future and saying, hey, how do we move forward on this new, quote, Corona era work, keep everybody safe balance we're trying to achieve here, right? While that's going on, Governor Gavin Newsom, whacked out as he is, extreme socialist over there in California. But anyway, Governor Gavin Newsom signs executive order shutting down sales of gasoline-powered vehicles by 2035. He says this is the best thing our state can do to fight climate change. So this wacko's literally banning gas-powered cars by 2035. Hopefully there'll be a common sense conservative that gets in sometime after that before this takes effect and somebody can put a, what, slam on the brakes to that auto fiasco? We talked about 11,000 plus scientists warn of climate emergency, but it turns out to be just 11,000 regular Joes. They're not scientists. They're random people. It was a big old lie. This was a total managed lie. There was no study. This is where they get their propaganda and peddle the porn, if you will, of climate change. It's a big old lie. Now, is the climate getting rowdy? Absolutely. Why? Well, they want you to believe it's because you live a nice life. You should eat a bowl of rice and shut up and become a slave. That's what they want for all of us in the global future. But the truth is, folks, God put us here for a reason. And do we have to take care of the earth and be good stewards? Without a doubt. But this propaganda where they're using climate change to try to get above the people and stake out a tyranny bulkhead is the problem. Okay, it's a lie. We need to trust in God. We need to protect the environment the best we can, for sure. But we ought not let them use it for political gain and purposes, that's for sure. Now, if the climate is changing, and I submit that it is, I just don't believe in the climate change details and narrative. In other words, the cause and effect scenario they claim, they call me a climate denier and they want to arrest me over my denials. But the truth is, I say they're lying to you folks. And the truth is, there is climate change, but it's because we're violating the laws of God. And when we turn our back on God's laws as a people, when we sin and become an immoral population, God's not happy. And we have natural and man-made disasters like you wouldn't believe, plagues. And the ultimate weatherman, as Kurt Crosby wisely points out, is God Almighty. Never forget that is the point. You cannot have a discussion about climate change unless you're going to talk about us and our relationship to God. And when we follow his commandments and do what he asks us to do, when we directly obey the author of liberty, then we have blessings. And when we don't, he takes off the gloves, folks. It's that simple of a discussion. You can say I'm naive. You can say I'm overly religious. You can say whatever you choose. But the truth shall set us free. All right, we talked about two Hillary Clinton, Lebanese-American businessmen, donors, got indicted for illegal cash. Yeah, I guess they donated illegal cash. For they funneled is what it's called. Illegal cash to some 2016 campaigns. Is that vote fraud, folks? Remember, they tell you vote fraud doesn't exist. But if you have two of these, quote, businessmen that are, donors to Hillary, donating to these president or to these campaigns in 2016, and it turns out they funneled illegal money, is that vote fraud? So when they tell you vote fraud doesn't exist, they're lying to you once again, folks. Devin Nunes, California congressman, slaps CNN with a $435 million defamation lawsuit. Will Devin Nunes win? Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball just for you. West Coast wildfire smoke drifts to the East Coast. They say most unhealthy air quality on the planet. Whoa, folks. Again, natural disasters. God's wrath, we're feeling it. Governors Inslee and Newsom, two West Coast, in my opinion, extreme radical governors, have claimed that climate change is the reason for the increase in wildfires. Now, whether you believe it's climate change, whether you believe it's, we haven't been taking care of the undergrowth and stuff. We need to manage the forests and whatever better. And, all those things may be true. But really, until we start obeying God, you can expect more fires, more earthquakes, more hurricanes, more natural and man-made disasters, plagues, and all kinds of things. Just go look at your Bible if you don't believe me. If you don't believe in the Bible and you say that's hogwash, Sam, you go your merry way and think what you want. But I'm telling you the truth. How many people will blatantly tell you the truth is detailed and as clear and as transparent as we will, huh? Very few, I'll promise you that. All right, Jill Biden, she had her first husband. Did you know that? His name was Bill Stevenson. And Bill says that Jill, well, the Biden's love story, that's Jill and Joe, their love story is a lie. He said, I'm backing Trump, facts are facts, and I'm telling you what happened, truly happened, whether they admit it or not. Bottom line is Jill had an affair with Joe. And it broke up the marriage between Bill and Jill. And Bill speaking out about that now, saying, I'm backing Donald Trump. But this goes right on back to the sex scandals of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And right back to honesty is the issue. If they're involved in sex scandals, Joe and Jill, and Joe's son Hunter. Joe's son Hunter was the one that got involved with a stripper and got her pregnant, and then she said it was his baby, and he said, you're lying, and they took a DNA test, and it turned out that Hunter was lying. The stripper was telling the truth, right? Okay, these sex scandals, can you trust them in political matters if you can't trust them over their lives relating to sex and affairs? And it goes on and on and on and on, doesn't it? Believe it or not, that's just a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Still available at lovingliberty.net. Tell your neighbors, donate today. Get involved in the solutions, would you please? Lovingliberty.net. I'm Sam Bushman. We got a battle between Fauci and Rand Paul to tell you about. Coming up.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats say, you shouldn't do it. Why? We have a lot of time.
At a Jacksonville, Florida rally last night, President Trump makes his case for filling a Supreme Court vacancy before Election Day.
Let me ask you the one simple question. If it was them instead of us, do you think they'd do it?
Trump will announce his nominee to succeed the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg at 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Today, Ginsburg becomes the first woman to ever lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. One of two Louisville cops shot during protests on Wednesday out of the hospital less than 24 hours later. He was shot during a protest that broke out over a decision not to directly charge any officer with the killing of Breonna Taylor back in March. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have from because I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more, I'm exercising more, I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The powerful head of the Vatican's saint-making office, Cardinal Angelo Becciu, has resigned suddenly from that post, renouncing his rights as a cardinal amid a financial scandal that has reportedly implicated him indirectly. The Vatican providing no further details on why the Pope accepted his resignation in a statement issued late Thursday. President Trump applauding news that Pac-12 college football's back on. The conference now set to kick off a 7-game season on the 6th of November, reversing a decision to not play because of COVID concerns. Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott says after securing daily testing for athletes and being given the green light from state and local health officials, they voted unanimously to lift a moratorium on competition.
We know how badly our student athletes want to compete, but that we would only do so when we felt that we could do so safely.
The president tweeting congratulations to players, families, and coaches for getting back on track. This is USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, there's a big old battle between Dr. Fauci and Dr. Rand Paul on Capitol Hill. They don't see eye to eye at all, ladies and gentlemen. But here's what I find the most fascinating. So Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul clash over coronavirus, or clash over COVID is what they like to say. But I want to kind of highlight how the mainstream press dealt with this, because they're so in favor of Fauci. And so critical of Rand Paul, it's not even funny. So listen to this first news report, and then we'll talk about it. Two mainstream press reports I'm going to play. Here's the first one.
From both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue, conflicting messages about COVID and a vaccine. From President Trump on whether he'll go along with the FDA's stricter guidelines on emergency authorization of a vaccine.
That has to be approved by the White House. We may or may not approve it. That sounds like a political move.
And from the head of the FDA appearing before Congress.
I want to assure you and emphasize that every one of the decisions we have reached has been made by career FDA scientists based on science and data, not politics.
But a recent poll suggests Americans have concerns about whether to trust a government-approved vaccine. An NBC News SurveyMonkey poll found 39% would get a vaccine if offered, 24% said they would not, 35% weren't sure. Now, a fourth drug maker, Johnson & Johnson, has started Phase 3 human trials for its COVID vaccine. But its vaccine will require just one shot, not two.
Do you feel political pressure in your company to produce a vaccine before Election Day?
We'll work very closely together with the regulators, but we are not subject to any pressure on speed.
With a death toll over 200,000, the CDC reports 90% of Americans are still vulnerable to COVID. And after the president recently...
Now, I want to pause you there. Now, they play games. They, you know, they say, hey, do you feel pressure? And the guy's like, oh, we don't feel any pressure, I guess. There's tremendous pressure. Let's not even ask that clown question, because there's absolute pressure to every vaccine manufacturer from a dollar and cent point of view to be first, whether it's by the government or what. Look, they want to be first, so their vaccine's selected. That's why one group is trying to do it with one shot, not two, in hopes to say, hey, ours is better, cheaper, faster, smoother. It's a big dollar game, folks, and don't you guys be deceived into thinking that it's not, okay? That's the first thing. The second thing is, now they say, the CDC says 90% of the people, 90% of the people are what? Vulnerable to COVID? Let's rewind this here.
90% of Americans are still vulnerable to COVID.
90% of Americans are vulnerable to COVID? That means we're saying 10% of Americans haven't had it yet? Are we saying that we're not even to a 10% level? And what does vulnerable mean? Right? Does vulnerable mean you won't get it? Or you will get it? Or does it mean you will or will not go to the hospital? Or does it mean you will or will not die? What does vulnerable mean? See how they play games? 90% of the people are vulnerable to the COVID. What they're not saying is 90% of the people don't even have very severe symptoms beyond a cold. But yet you're 90% vulnerable, right? Okay, you got less than a 1% death rate from the COVID. But 90% are vulnerable? What does that even mean? They're playing games and instilling panic and fear into the population. It is criminal, folks. It is criminal. All right, listen up. The report continues.
And after the president recently downplayed the virus's impact on young people, the CDC director explained Americans between 18 and 25 make up more than 26% of new infections.
Even though they are unlikely to get seriously ill from this virus, they are major contributors to the spread of COVID.
Now, hold on. What did that say? Listen to this.
Virus. They are seriously ill from this virus. They are unlikely to get.
They are unlikely to get seriously ill from this virus. So now we say they're vulnerable. They make up the largest population of people getting it, but they're unlikely to get very ill. Wow.
Seriously ill from this virus. They are major contributors to the spread of COVID-19 in our country.
Still in Congress, Senator Rand Paul challenged Dr. Fauci over his assertion that lockdowns and social distancing slowed the infection rate in New York City.
Now, let me stop you there. They don't even play a soundbite from Rand Paul. They just tell you what Rand said in summary, but they don't let Rand explain or articulate himself. They go straight to Fauci. Listen to this.
Rate in New York City.
You were not listening to what the director of the CDC said, that in New York, it's about 22%. If you believe 22% is herd immunity, I believe you're alone in that.
So they say what Rand Paul said, kind of in a backhanded way, but then they let Fauci say, you're not listening, Rand. So the media then promoting this shutdown of Rand Paul by Fauci's words. They don't let you hear from Rand at all. But I got a question for Fauci that you need to answer. If 90% are vulnerable, according to the CDC, then how can 22%, what was that again, Fauci?
I believe 22% is herd immunity.
Okay, so now they're admitting 22% have already had it. And he's saying, you know, hey, if you believe that's herd immunity, we can talk about that as another topic in a second, but how can it be 90% vulnerable if 22%? I'm over 110% already there, Fauci. And you say you're focused on the science? But they don't play Rand Paul's comments at all.
I believe you're alone in that.
Interesting. He's not alone in that. I believe with what Rand Paul's saying, that I believe herd immunity is a way lower number than they're saying that it is. And I believe natural herd immunity could be achieved fairly quickly if we wouldn't continue shutting everything in society down. Sweden's going to get herd immunity way quicker than we are, folks.
Tom, meanwhile, those health officials also tried reassuring the public about any new vaccine by saying they themselves would take it.
So now we're going to say you're going to ensure the public by saying you yourself would take the vaccine? That's fine, but that isn't a scientific assurance of any kind at all. In fact, it's a propaganda. You know, when you have natural health and healing herbs and stuff, the government, the FDA and stuff says you can't use personal testimonials. But yet, now they're with a experimental vaccine using testimonials saying, well, I would take it, as if that's the scientific backing for safe and effective. What a sham, ladies and gentlemen. What an outright belligerent, disrespectful, dishonest sham. Honesty is the issue, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget it.
Yeah, that's right. So this is Dr. Zwar, Dr. Hahn, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Redfield. All of them say that should an FDA-approved vaccine appear, they would take the vaccine and they would encourage their families to do the same. And how many times have you had this conversation?
Hold on before we go on. So they list a bunch of doctors that are willing to take the, quote, FDA-approved vaccination, kind of hinting that it's safe and effective. But here's the deal. What about all the doctors that aren't being represented that say that it's a problem? Yeah, all they're going to do is assassinate their characters in the mainstream press, just like they did Rand Paul, right? But what about the conversations with your family? Listen up.
...with somebody in the family. If I get the flu shot, will I get the flu? The answer, of course, is no.
Lies. Lies, 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 lies. You can't say you won't get the flu if you get the flu shot. Let me repeat this. Live from the mainstream press.
The answer, of course, is no, but...
Hold on.
...will I get the flu? The answer, of course, is no.
So if you get the flu shot, will I get the flu? The answer is no. How do you know that? They admit blatantly the flu is only 50% safe and effective. It only even does the job 50% of the time. You very well could get the flu not only from the vaccine, but in spite of the vaccine as well. And to say anything different is an absolute lie.
But this question about COVID was posed to Dr. Fauci.
If I take a shot to get the vaccine, does that give me COVID?
Absolutely not. That would be impossible.
How would it be impossible? You go study the earlier polio vaccines and the current polio vaccines, and literally people are getting the disease from the vaccines. So when he says that would be impossible, he is absolutely violating scientific reality. We know in former vaccinations that has happened over and over and over, to the point where there's a National Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund that has spent literally billions of dollars for when Fauci's lie gets exposed, okay?
One other note here, they continue to insist that the entire public should now focus on getting a flu shot, and to do that before Halloween. Listen, it's not going to protect you against COVID, but it will protect you against the flu, and hopefully it will lessen the overload in the nation's ERs over the coming winter.
They don't know if it'll prevent you from getting the flu. That's a lie, too. By the way, they've even admitted over and over and over. Listen carefully. They've admitted over and over and over and over that, man, the flu shot's not very effective this year because we got the wrong strains. Right? We got the wrong strains. So they really do nothing but assault Rand Paul in that piece by not letting him speak for himself. They promote Fauci as if he's a god. What a shame by the mainstream press. I got another mainstream press news bite I'll play you in seconds on the same topic, but a different mainstream take, slightly different, but similar abuse, similar situation. Who's going to call a spade and debate this openly and candidly and transparently and honestly like we will on Liberty Roundtable Live, huh? Not very many, I'll tell you that right now. What media are you spending your time listening to? What media are you supporting with your financial support, huh?
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, we're discussing the battle that took place between Dr. Fauci and Dr. Rand Paul, Senator. Interesting debate, to say the least. The mainstream press being absolutely dishonest in their reporting. And absolutely unfair to Rand Paul in the discussion as well. They literally tell you what Rand Paul says, and instead of playing his words like they normally do, they played Fauci instead. It is just, wow, over the top. You can see their bias big time. And as they lose more and more and more ground, as more and more of us real broadcasters are in the media, we hold their feet to the fire. They're having a harder and a harder and a harder time with their lies. But man, their lies are becoming so evident so quickly. It is amazing. Here's the second mainstream press report about this very topic.
We turn now to the coronavirus pandemic. The death toll in the U.S. climbed above 201,000 today, as nearly 1,000.
Now you understand that 94% of them are elderly people with underlying conditions, right? So when you're talking about 200,000, how many of those are really coronavirus deaths versus other deaths, but they use the coronavirus tag on the death certificate, because that way they get a bunch of money from the feds, right? So be aware of that dishonest reality as well. So we say there's 200,000. I don't know that I even believe that number.
New deaths were reported. On Capitol Hill, top U.S. health officials told senators that they themselves would take a COVID vaccine when it's approved, and that there's growing optimism that a vaccine will prove safe and effective by late this year or early next year.
So what is the fact that these doctors will take the vaccine themselves have to do with it? The science on it, or the safe or effectiveness of it? Just because Fauci's a fool, that doesn't mean, or foolish, that doesn't mean that he, that we should be foolish too. Normally in the natural health and healing industry, you're not allowed to use testimonies or I say that it works for me. You have to have scientific backing and proof and double blind studies. And now they're skipping all that for their vaccines, aren't they? The double standard becomes so evident. They continue in the mainstream.
We get more now from CBS's Mola Lenghi.
Today, the nation's top health officials in the hot seat.
In the end, FDA will not authorize or approve a vaccine that we would not feel comfortable giving to our families.
If I take a shot to get the vaccine, does that give me COVID?
Absolutely not. That would be impossible.
Lies. It would be impossible? Well, what about the early tests that came out that gave people the corona? What about other vaccines that have given people the disease from the vaccines? They had to switch from the live polio vaccine for that very reason, that it was giving people the disease that they claimed it wouldn't, right? Well, they say, well, you might get flu-like symptoms after you take the flu shot, but it's not the flu. Okay, they're playing games, folks, and you all know it.
The head of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Anthony Fauci, sparring with Senator Rand Paul over New York City's low test positivity rate.
They are looking at the guidelines that we have put together from the task force of the four or five things of masks, social distancing, outdoors more than indoors, avoiding crowds, and washing hands.
Or they've developed enough community immunity, right, that they're no longer having the pandemic because they have enough immunity in New York City to actually stop.
I challenge that
Senator, I would like to be able to do this because this happens with Senator Rand all the time.
See, Senator Rand doesn't even get a chance to continue. They both cut him off, right? Fauci and the, quote, moderator, so to speak, in the Senate, right?
You were not listening to what the director of the CDC said, that in New York, it's about 22%. If you believe 22% is herd immunity, I believe you're alone in that.
As drug makers,
hold on, they don't even go to Rand Paul's response or to the real debate. They say they sparred, but you didn't hear anything from Rand except for, hey, there might be enough immunity here. You didn't give him a chance to explain his reasoning. You didn't give him a chance to explain the scientific viewpoint that he had. You just shut down Rand Paul. Why do they shut down Paul and not let you hear what he has to say? Because they're afraid you might actually believe the other side of the science, huh?
In that.
As drug makers race to develop a vaccine, the FDA is expected to issue tougher standards for approval.
FDA will not authorize or approve any COVID-19 vaccine before it has met the agency's rigorous expectations for safety and effectiveness.
I think that's going to take us April, May, June, you know, possibly July to get the entire American public completely vaccinated.
Today,
whoa, hold up. Hold on now. Did you hear this, Thug?
Expectations for safety and effectiveness.
I think.
Listen carefully to this. Did you hear what it said? Listen carefully to this admission.
That's going to take us April, May, June, you know, possibly July to get the entire American public completely vaccinated.
Do we want the entire American public completely vaccinated, ladies and gentlemen? They just took a poll and a significant portion, like 25%, will not take it. 35% are undecided. And they're going to push for all to be, well, let me get that wording here.
Completely vaccinated. American public completely vaccinated.
All completely. What does that mean? By force? That's why Rand Paul's in this debate so hard, and that's why they're shutting him down at every turn. Never mind, he's a doctor as well. They keep leaving out the fact that he's a physician as well.
Today, Johnson & Johnson became the fourth vaccine maker to begin the final stages of trials. Their vaccine would require a single dose and not have to be stored in sub-zero temperatures, unlike other vaccines.
Even if we do this so fast, it's still done very rigorous. We don't cut corners. We do what we need to do in order to show safety and efficacy.
Well, new cases continue to rise. Now,
they continue to talk about new cases continue to rise. What about in relation to deaths or hospitalizations? See, they don't really focus on that much. There's less and less and less death from the virus as we approach herd immunity. There's less and less death from the virus. They're not admitting the truth, folks. They're just telling you more and more cases. Who cares about cases?
28 states, plus Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. There's also an uptick here in New York City, where 20% of those new cases are concentrated in just four neighborhoods, Nora.
Mololenghi, thank you.
There you have it. I submit to you, and I play these sound bites because the mainstream press is absolutely dishonest about what Rand Paul's trying to say, about what the other side of the battle is. They want to resort to my family will take the vaccine. They want to resort to I'll take the vaccine. They want to resort to we're going to up the standards and this is we're going to have rigorous tests and never be compromised. And if we don't get the vaccine out by what Donald, talked about, then so be it. Tough crap, Donald. Donald saying it's political. Some of these people saying everybody will take the vaccine. Full vaccination for the public. And you look at that and you go, wait a minute. You don't want to take the Republican side, which means rush the vaccine, get it here ASAP. You don't want to take the Democrat side and push it back either, because, hey, then the COVID problem will be around forever, they claim. But Rand Paul's trying to make a point that is not either of those sides. Hurry the vaccine or delay the vaccine. One side says hurry, other side says safety. That's the false narrative debate going on, okay? That's the Hegelian dialectic. They don't care which side you pick, because either side you pick, a vaccine's a-coming. It's just the debate if you want to be the safe guys like the Democrats or the radical rush guys like the Republicans. sadly, they framed that debate where the Republicans are on the bad side of that. I want to focus on Rand Paul's point, which is entirely different. It says this. The vaccine isn't even important. We're developing herd immunity, natural herd immunity to the COVID. And the sooner that happens, the better. And we're seeing a light at the end of the tunnel in places like Salt Lake or like New York City, where we're starting to get some of that. And Fauci says, Dr. Rand Paul, you're delusional to think 22% is herd immunity. You didn't hear what Rand got to say or needed to say. We're not saying 22% is herd immunity. We're saying it's getting closer and closer. And the closer you get to herd immunity, the less death, the less hospitalizations, and the less the infections will matter. And furthermore, you'll have people who, they're asymptomatic? Is that what it's called? Where, you know what, they might get sick and they might spread it, but they won't even know they're sick, right? You've got false tests going on everywhere too. But you don't have false deaths happening. You just have false testing and false positives and false negatives and false, right? But this is a serious, serious discussion, ladies and gentlemen. Fauci and Rand Paul clash over coronavirus on Capitol Hill. Nobody in the mainstream press, except for me to the best of my ability, defending Rand Paul. Right? Interesting, huh? Who is telling the Rand Paul side of the story? Who is telling the side of the story that dozens and dozens and dozens of doctors are trying to tell, but they're getting shut down? Okay, Mother Jones, for example, wrote a headline that says this. Dr. Fauci pushes back on Rand Paul's pseudoscience. See how that is? Wow. It's very interesting. Every headline's against Rand. Right? I don't hear a single fair article. I don't see anywhere where somebody's taking Rand Paul's side or articulating Rand's position. No one's even letting Rand articulate his own position. I find this completely dishonest and unfair. I submit to you that natural herd immunity is the best way that we're going to get over this flu. And let's be very clear. Herd immunity doesn't always mean that nobody gets sick. For the most part, we have herd immunity to the flu. Right? A lot of people get sick from the flu, but they don't get super sick. They don't die. They don't go to the hospital. They don't melt down. It's just uncomfortable for several days, and then it goes away. That's part of the herd immunity. Herd immunity, I mean. Sometimes people don't get ill at all with herd immunity. Sometimes people get ill, but not so severely ill that it's problematic. Sometimes people get sick and they're asymptomatic, which means they don't even know they're sick. All that is part of, in my opinion, this herd immunity discussion. Senator Rand Paul challenges Fauci. Look at his response, and then they play Fauci. They say Rand Paul has some wildly irresponsible views about the future, says CNN. Wow. There's not a single positive story or take Rand's side or even explain Rand Paul's side to the media discussion here. We're talking about a senator. There you have it. Rand Paul said, I'd open every school. I'm with Rand. But you're not going to hear that side unless you come to Liberty Roundtable Live or like-minded media, which is very few and far between. Ladies and gentlemen, for us to grow and take on the mainstream press, we need your financial support. LovingLiberty.net is the website. Donate liberally. It's the only time we believe in liberalism. When you open your wallet to help us grow our presence in the media. That's hour one. Hour two coming up, G. Edward Griffin, author of Creature from Jekyll Island, head man to create the Red Pill Expo. We'll talk about it all in seconds. LovingLiberty.net, God save the Republic of the United States of America.